Johnson, one of the great things about the game of baseball is how you can get on a hook and get off it. Shirley was on that hook, and now he's off it, and Bobby Chance is out there with a chance to win. The Deacon had the chance to win, couldn't hold it, and Elroy Pace is wriggling on the vine.
Well, the Cardiac Pirates, they're faceless exactly what Dick Grote said they were faceless before the ball game started. Back to the wall, and the opponent's guns are loaded.
And stepping in for the Buccos, Bob Skinner drew a base on balls with two down in the first inning and scored when the Rock hit one out of the ballpark to make it 2-0. Then Skinner back in the third inning facing Bobby Chance, who's been on very strongly. We've not hit a ball out of the infield off him in the last three innings. He grounded out, Skinner did. First base to Bobby Cover. So Skinner standing in here to lead off the Pirates' sixth inning. The Yankees on top by a score of 5-4. First pitch from Chance, one on, and there's a high fly ball hit out into right field. Roger Maris camping under, and quickly there's one away. And that'll bring up Rocky Nelson. The Rock, one for one, a home run back in the first inning. And that was the first home run hit by a Pirate in this World Series of 1960. Nelson then drew a base on balls off Jenkins, the only weakness in Jenkins pitching thus far. And the ball hit by Skinner now represents, even though it was an out, the first ball hit out of the infield off Jenkins. Pitch to Nelson, wicked ball in there beneath for a call strike. And ready to go, and he is tough. Rocky Nelson with that peculiar batting style. Takes a swing at the next pitch, hits the ground ball down wide at first. Over goes Cowan up with it, fires it on to Bobby Chance, and Nelson's retired on a great play.
Goodness gracious, he gets over there in a hurry, doesn't he?
He was almost over there before Skyler got to that ball. He just breaks right off that mound and roars over there. Skyler gave him a perfect feed, and easily, quickly, sure away to Bobby Clemente. Bobby popped to second, bounced into a double play against Chance back in the third. Roberto is hit safely in each series game, but he's 0 for 2 today. And now the pitch from Chance. One on, and there's a comeback of right to the net. And Chance has got it over the first base. Bing, bang, and it's over in the sixth inning on a comebacker. So they went 3-1 on Nelson. They go 1-3 on Roberto Clemente. Three up, man. Three down. And at the end of six innings, the New York Yankees 5 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 4. Well, it's a 5-4 ball game in favor of the New York Yankees, and they'll be coming on with their leadoff batter. It'll be Cleet Boyer, the third baseman, and then if Stengel stays with Chance, he'll be back. But you don't know what Stengel might do, although I see Bobby warming up with a bat down there.
Well, Chance has retired 11 in a row, Bob. What's the only reason to make a change now? He has just simply owned his former teammate. He's coming back here to, as we used to say so many times, bite the hand that once fed him, and fed him well. Okay, standing in right now is Cleet Boyer, who is nothing for two in this ballgame. Hit the ball rather hard back in the fifth inning as he faces Elroy Pace. When the first pitch changed, banked over the outside corner, nothing and one. 0-1 on Cleet Boyer. Yankees leading 5-4, and we have just moved now into the late innings of this ballgame. The natives here, the Thorpe Field faithful, as Bob and I have called them down through the years, are getting just a little bit restless. There's a ball just a little bit outside, and Boyer has the count his way. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count. Not on, none out here in the Yankee seventh inning. Here's the pitch to Boyer. There's a high fly ball here to run into center field. Easy chance for Billy Burton, and he puts it away for the out. One away. And Chance will bat for himself. Although the single bullpen is very active down there. We have seen no evidence of the Yankee ace Whitey Ford down to the bullpen. Of course, he worked yesterday, but worked rather an easy ball game. One man out, and here's Champ, who has batted once in the ball game and popped up. Takes the ball outside, 1-0 the count. 5-4 New York, and this is for all the marbles. Here's a pitch to Dance, and there's a high stop along third. Hope drifting back. Just the tip of the glove on it, and has no play. Bobby Chance has a late hit. He runs well, too. And the Yankees have yet another base runner off Elroy Pace. The ball hits with no authority. Doesn't look like a line drive in the scorebook tomorrow. And Bobby Chance is on. So the Yankees have one on and one out as they continue to run at Pittsburgh. They made their attack late after they were down 4-0, then 4-1. And here they are again to the top of the batting order coming up, Bobby Richardson. And he's 1-for-3. Started the four-run rally back in the sixth inning. had their seventh inning stretch, and you know what's going through their hearts. And Bob, right now, what do you think going through the minds and hearts of the Galbraith family and Joe Brown?
Well, I have to believe that horse racing, the real estate business, what kind of a deal I'm going to make, what kind of a trade I'm going to have, what kind of a year I'm going to have is about the last thought that any of them have.
Galvez right now is worried what three-year-old he's going to start next year at Churchill Downs. Here is Smokey Burgess standing in against Bobby Champs, who has been just a tremendous relief pitcher so far today. Coming on the third inning, and he has danced up this first. Burgess has 1-for-2 in the ballgame, and Smokey takes a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 to count. Yankees lead 5-4, and we're coming down to it, my friends. We're coming down to it. Here's the pitch by Chance. He doesn't waste much time in between pitches, and it's a little bit outside. Danger's hitter to lead off an inning, although this is the bottom end of the Pittsburgh batting order coming up. Here's the pitch to Burgess. It's a high drive right out of the second base in the center field for a big hit. And Smokey has the second hit of the ball game, and Pittsburgh gets it hanging on with nobody out here at the bottom of the seventh. I think he's beginning. Murdoch's going to run for it.
Yes, and I would almost think Smokey Burgess should hit him. With both hands totally tied behind his back. He's an unbelievable hitter, whether you're a left-hand pitcher or whatever. He'll make it. Yeah, Pittsburgh goes in to run for Smoke.
Myers used to say, shake him up on Christmas morning. He'll come out in front of the tree and go get a base hit. Jones Christopher, reserve outfielder of the Pirates, with good speed now at first base. And Don Holt about it. Trick your mind a little bit with Holt here in the bottom end of the batting order.
Got to be a little nervous out there, but the Tigers got put back in control. We'll have to just see how old Danny Shuck's going.
Going the Tigers interfering, he's going to be a little mad anyway. He had a walk in the ball game, but he hasn't had a base hit. He's 0-for-1. And Champ's ready to work to him and throws a little bit outside. One ball, no strike. More hurried activity out of the Yankee bullpen now. Louis Arroyo is throwing along with Ralph Terry and Jim Coates. Been the busiest place all day. Not only the Yankee bullpen, the Pirates bullpen is not a good thing in it. It's itself.
What is it they tell you? You got all winter to rest?
That's right. You can rest all winter long, baby. You're not throwing another fifth so far.
We don't have to throw that expression at him one more time, do we?
We don't work anymore either.
No, that's right.
There is
no tomorrow for one of us.
This is it. There's the pitch a little bit behind. Green and right foot deck in the deep end of the batter's box again, facing Bobby Chance, who he knows so well. Joe Christopher, pretty good lead off first base. And the pitch to Hulk is a line drive. Left field, but right is Vera. Yogi hardly had to move. And he played perfectly right, and he tags him as one man out. Hulk's got all the wood you can want. That's the hardest ball hit off Chance yet, I believe.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. The ball Skinner hit was just a little looper as we set back in the sixth inning, and that's the only ball out of the infield until Burgess stroked that single, and Hope got the piece to it. Look at him shaking his head down there. He's hot.
We know he can get hot. All right, one out, one on. Tyon still on at first base for Pittsburgh here in the last half of the seventh inning. And the batter is Bill Mazeroski. He's had 1-for-2 of bus base hit back in the second inning. And here is Bobby Chance throwing over the outside corner for a call strike on Maz. And I think Maz wishes he had that one back again. Chance, the secret of this ballgame so far is to stay well out ahead of the Pittsburgh hitters. And he has given up practically nothing. Joe Christopher, the pinch runner, running for Smokey Burgess, dances off first base. Here's the pitch to Mazeroski. A line drive step by Richardson, throw to first, double play, and the Pirates are out of the inning. Christopher was breaking. A line drive almost ran. Bobby Richardson. And Christopher doubled off first base. Christopher doubled off first base by 3 steps. No run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. We are through 7 innings at Coors Field. The Yankees 5 and the Pirates 4.
Well, Elroy Chase is out there warming up again. The Yankees on top by a score of 5-4, and he has a new battery mate. Smokey Burgess, you'll recall, as Jim told you, stroked the base hit. Christopher ran for him. So now Hal Smith, the Hawk, comes in to do the catching.
And we'll see what happens here. We're getting down to it, I'll tell you that. And Chase here in the eighth inning, and this is as rough as Elroy's been treated in this entire World Series by the New York batting order. We'll have to face the meat of it right now. Maris, Manlin, Barra, as we go to the eighth inning. And the first pitch to Roger Maris is a little bit ball, 1-0 the count. Maris hitless in the ball game. He is 0-for-3. And you got to worry a little bit about him, too. Because you don't do that too much to Roger Maris. 1-0 the count on Maris. Pace, who takes very little time, delivers the next pitch. One in the corner for a strike. That was a good fourth ball. And rather Maris turned around and said something to Hal Smith. Like, we don't have anybody in the American League that throws that thing. It's a funny looking thing.
Hal says you might see another before you're through.
One ball, one strike. There's the pitch, and there's a one hopper harmlessly back to Elroy Stacey. Takes his time. Wild throw on the Nelson line. One away here in the eighth inning for New York. And here comes Mantle, who is 2-for-3 and went into this series batting as a runner in this ball game, hitting a 360 in the World Series. The kid from Commerce, Oklahoma. Single to the fourth. Now facing Elroy. And the pitch five takes the football, little and low. One ball and no strike. On deck is Yogi. There's the pitch to Mantle, and there's a high twisting foul ball off to the right of the plate, and no chance for it. One ball, one strike on Mantle. Again, one after the fourth ball. Faith is set. The pitch line drive. Coach got it. Gets by right at the parent captain. And there's 2 men out quickly in the eighth inning here for the New York Yankees. And the batter will be Barrow. We've got the big hit to put the Yankees ahead back in the sixth inning. The home run that gave the pinstripers of New York to lead 5-4. And that's the margin they lead by right now. I heard, Rob, when Yogi came up there. I don't think it was that maliciously. They didn't like him hitting that home run.
And I don't think they like the way the score has to be right now. But it's still a ball game with some time to go.
Faith is first pitch to Yogi. It is a little bit outside for a ball. 1-0 the count off there. It's time to do a ball game. There's an old fan to rip. All the Barrett stories. There's a few more you can tell. This has been written. Maybe some that should be written. Yankees ahead here in the eighth inning, 5-4. And the pitch to Yogi is fouled off straight back into the screen, 2-1. Like that one. We are late, my friends, to the ball game that means it all for the Yankees and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Chase has been on in relief of Law. Right now, he's the pitcher of record, and he throws very, very high to Yogi the ball. Baseball. too much, but it certainly is.
Sounds in the ears. You called it an alabaster blast, and that's what it's been.
But the Yankees, they haven't said too much about this infield. Here's Blanchard stepping in now. 2 men on, 2 men out. All this trouble started with 2 outs. Blanchard of the ballgame has been handled well by both Vernon Law and Elroy Face. He's 0-for-3. And here's the first pitch to Blanchard. Lands into the hole on toward right center field. So many coming over, trying to cut it off. Here is Serra around third. He's coming on in to score, and on into third base goes Bill Starr, and the Yankees now lead 6-4.
Yes, indeed, Possum. That's 2 out line. And here you start off. You get Roger Maris on the comeback here, and Mantle slams one right at shortstop Dick Gross. And Elroy gets up a little high on some pitches, loses Yogi Berra, and the Moose gets that alabaster blasted chopper down to the Tiger, and then Blanchard, as you just said, rip one, and the Yankees pick up another run.
Time and again in this World Series, they have taken advantage of every opportunity that's been presented to them. And still, Danny Murtaugh stays with Elroy Faith, with the right hand hitting Creek Boyer standing in. 2 on, 2 out. It's been 2 out forever here in this inning as far as Pirate fans are concerned, and there's 36,000 plus of them gathered in this ballpark. And they're getting a little more quiet now with the Yankees leading 6-4. Boyer takes the football outside. 1 ball and no strikes.
In relief of coming on in relief of Stafford very early in this ball game. Here's the pitch to Boyer, line down the left field line. It is a fair ball down into the corner. Game for 2 bucks dinner. Here's Starr in round third. He's in the score to make a sell before, and Starr runs on into third base. And the Yankees are after a long save. 7-4 to New York. And all the bouncing back to the tail of my mouth from the hand. Ball, 1-1 the count.
Just like
The ability to have any power at all to fight a boss general throughout this area. Probably has something to do.